Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Look at that, man. Sitting here at 97.1. And Gina is with us, Gina Gran, who is in a rather odd, terrible mood.
Oh.
And we'll
didn't realize it showed that much.
Try to get through the news with her now.
Okay.
What's going on with you? Nothing. Nothing I did. Nothing Randy did. Anything we can help you out with? You broke. You need some scratch. No?
Thank you.
All right. The news, ladies and gentlemen, with Gina Grant.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom. Here's Gina Grad with the news.
Hey, how did the Timex Social Club know that? It's a fair question, right?
All right. All right, what's going on with the news there, Gina?
After the tragedy of Paula Abdul's stalker, Paula Goodspeed's, when she committed suicide in front of Paula Abdul's house, many have come down hard on the Fox network for allowing Goodspeed to make it that far into the American Idol audition room. One such person speaking out against Fox is late-night talk show host David Letterman.
Wow.
In this clip, Letterman hatches a plan against the network and encourages Abdul to get on board.
Oh, boy. All right, here we go. Letterman talking about Fox. Could be something big here.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was something very serious.
I know it's very serious.
You've gone through it.
Yeah, it's awful. It just got awful. Yeah.
It's a scary thing. It's isolating.
What were the producers? What do they say, bringing this potentially dangerous person into your life?
You know what? It's a...
Let's sue him. Come on.
You're going to get me.
No, let's sue him. I'm serious. Well, they potentially exposed you to great risk. I say sue him. I say bring him down. Not only the producers, Fox. Go after Fox as well. I'm with you on this. I'll be co-defendant. Let's go. Or co-whatever we are.
Whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. I got season 8 to do. You want to sit in my seat?
Yeah.
I can't. I honestly, look, I was very lucky. I was doing Hollywood Week when it happened.
What's Hollywood Week?
She wasn't at home while this was happening, when the suicide occurred.
Right, but she said she was doing Hollywood Week?
Hollywood Week.
On American Idol.
Yeah.
Oh, on American Idol. Oh, I see.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. I'm too far behind the times here.
Look, I was very lucky. I was doing Hollywood Week.
And how about her saying that? Like everybody's, Hollywood Week.
Of course.
Oh, Paula Abdul, Hollywood Week.
Right.
Yeah.
Synonymous.
Yeah, it's like, what's his name with the diabetes?
Wilford Brimley.
Wilford Brimley. When he comes on, for his testing supplies, he goes, well, the old commercial he ran was, well, as you know, I've got diabetes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Wilford, I could barely tell you what movies you've been in.
Yeah.
Not quite up on your medical charts.
Right.
Diabetes.
Diabetes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he actually puts more importance on it by saying, I have the diabetes.
I got the diabetes.
Yeah.
And you know what? Even if I was a nurse at his doctor's office,
yeah,
I wouldn't assume that I would know either. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
without looking at the chart.
Yeah. I mean, if I went to my doctor, I got a great ear, nose, and throat doctor in the valley. It doesn't sound like it, but I do. And the two assistants that he has are terrific. And I wouldn't say to one of them, well, as you know, I've got a deviated septum.
Right.
I just assume that the doctor wouldn't have told them, or maybe they didn't look at the charts.
Yeah.
But he's going on national TV. And telling everybody in the nation, 325 million of us.
Right.
Well, as you know, I've got the diabetes. Maybe somebody missed Wilford Brimley's disease.
But nobody wants to seem so uncool and out of the loop in 2008 that they don't know, Wilford Brimley's medical history, that you're like, oh, totally. No, Wilford, diabetes, of course.
And I love the fact that they've hired this Wilford Brimley, who is not watching his weight.
No.
And I know from having a grandmother who is a diabetic, that's the one thing they tell you.
Yeah.
You got to watch the weight. You know, gangrene can set in, and all of a sudden they got to lop off your foot.
Yeah.
So they hired this guy who is, it's like hiring him to do the Bally's commercial. well, as you know, I was out of shape before.
Diabetes.
Right.
Diabetes, and that's the kind of diabetes that you give yourself. So who's going to feel sorry for Wilford? It's like you have early onset type 2 diabetes because you ate too much. So
is that
F
right?
You. Yeah, of course. You know that, Tim.
I didn't know.
You can give yourself.
I didn't even know that.
You can give yourself the diabetes.
You can?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah. All right. Well, try not to get that, folks. My grandmother went through it as hell.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else? Well, let's continue here with, I guess, Paula Abdul is doing Hollywood Week.
Yeah.
And everybody in the audience should have gone, oh, yeah. Hollywood
right. Hollywood Week.
Yeah, yeah. She was in Hollywood Week. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's cool. Is that Detroit Week? Was that Detroit Week
no.
before that? What's she doing?
Hollywood Week.
Oh, God.
Look, I was very lucky. I was doing Hollywood Week when it happened. When
it just got awful.
It was not a good situation.
Good. Okay, good. Well, I'm glad
but
we
you know
this.
What? It's past.
I'm telling you.
My heart goes out to
you. Yeah, with one lawsuit, you can make so much more than selling all that jewelry.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's right. He's got a point.
Yeah, she's way too scared.
But they let her, the producers of that show, let her within feet of this woman who was stalking her.
Yeah.
Not good.
Bad scene.
All right, what else going on in the news there, Gina?
I'm sorry, but can you imagine Letterman putting up with that?
No, he'd go crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, if CBS brought on a surprise guest.
Exactly.
And it was the painter in Montana who threatened to kidnap Letterman's kid.
Right.
Letterman would walk off the stage. You'd never see him again on CBS. He would have hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
And he'd be sitting there, you know, not married with a kid.
Yep.
Yeah, in Martha's Vineyard or something. I don't know. All right, what else going on in the news there?
Well, Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich remains on charges after he attempted to sell President-elect Obama's Senate seat to the highest bidder.
Mm.
In this piece of audio, President-elect Obama speaks out at a press conference condemning all of the things Blagojevich has been accused of.
Oh, boy.
Shocking.
All right, here's Obama, man. Here we go.
I was as appalled and disappointed as anybody by the revelations earlier this week.
It seems like he's been appalled at a lot of guys he was pretty close to.
Get in line.
In his past.
Get in line right behind the reverend.
Yeah, we got the preacher, the terrorist. Who else appalled him? The guy who claims to have had a homosexual deal with him.
Yeah.
The guy he did coke with. Everyone's like, oh, I can't believe it. He's like, I can't believe this.
I'm appalled.
Another guy here. I got to get out and... Gotta get that. Hey, who's got my appalled speech? Anybody? Oh, it is right here. Oh, here it is.
You know what? Yeah, I basically have that puppy memorized.
Here it is. Hey, the appalled speech. It's got coffee stains and crap all over it. All right, here we go. Obama's appalled.
I was as appalled and disappointed as anybody.
When's the last time you were appalled?
Well,
maybe last night?
No.
Jesus Christ.
I think I've been appalled for a long period of time.
Yeah.
By the revelations earlier this week. Mm-hmm. And I think the public trust has been violated. I hope that the governor himself comes to the conclusion that he can no longer effectively serve and that he does resign.
All right, well, there he goes.
And you know what? It's like I remember even you said who, you know, what you were not a huge Obama supporter throughout the campaign, but even you said, give this guy a break.
Yeah,
I mean,
no
his
kidding.
Own people need to give him a break. Now, of course, it doesn't end. Right after he's the president-elect, he's about to move into the old house, his Senate seat from his state gets effed with.
And not only that, but Rahm Emanuel, who is his chief of staff, chief of all the, it's President Obama, and then the chief of staff, and then everybody else.
And then maybe Biden.
Yeah,
maybe.
Biden, they're going to throw him into a small apartment in Washington, never see from that guy again. But this guy's chief of staff now may have effed him over.
What? Wait, what?
Yeah,
breaking
Rahm
news.
Emanuel. Because Rahm Emanuel may have had some contact with Rod Elvis Bulgaria, whatever his name is.
And what's his name again?
Rod Blagojevich.
Blagojevich.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Blagojevich. Sounds like he plays for the Canadians.
Yeah, old Muppet hair.
But anyway, so now it's Rahm Emanuel who is not answering questions.
Right.
With his contact with the governor of Illinois. And Obama's just got to be kicking himself going, man, I can't. Every
can't
time I give one of these guys a break and hire him, I get screwed.
Yeah.
And then when I go on TV, Tom Brokaw asked me why I haven't quit smoking. Well, why do you think I haven't quit smoking? Because every time I hire some guy, they try to bang me in the tuchus. Please, you'll be lucky I'm not smoking during the show, Tommy.
Or
God
at least they
almighty.
Claim to. Part of the problem.
Yeah. All right. What else going on in the news there?
Well, Australian authorities have drawn the line at parents naming their children Gummy Bear, Coca-Cola, and King John the First. They were among the names rejected in the 2008 Queensland Registry of Births, Deaths, and Marriages. Parents are able to decide their own spelling when choosing a name for their baby. However, in Queensland, there are certain regulations governing what the name can be.
Good.
You cannot choose a name which includes an official title or rank. It also cannot be a trademark or consist of or include symbols without phonetic significance.
Right.
So no Prince for Michael Jackson. No,
right.
No the artist formerly known as Prince. A lot of names that you couldn't do there that you could do here.
Yeah, but, you know, it's so ridiculous that you have a society that is made up of so many loons that you now have to come in and go, you can't name her that, mate, you know? she can't be Dolly Madison, mate.
Wow.
You know? I mean, first of all, I don't know why there's a law that you should be able to name your kid whatever you want.
Well, no, because remember, when we've already reported on the kooky names coming out of Australia that were banned, and the last big story was somebody wanted to name their kid Tallulah Does the Hula from Hawaii, and they said, no, sir.
I like that name. Hey, Tallulah Does the Hula from Hawaii.
Conway.
Yeah. It's a great name.
Hey, could you name your kid the F word?
I don't think you can.
I think my mom thought that was my name.
Also, I think that in this country, you cannot name your child God or Jesus.
I think you can name him Jesus. It's spelled Jesus.
But you better call him Jesus.
Oh, man. You can't name your kid God?
No.
Jesus Christ.
I do not believe that that is allowed.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
All right, what else is going on in the news there, Gina?
Well, the nominees for the Golden Globe Awards have been announced, and many of the year's blockbusters were left out of the mix.
Hmm.
Here we have a list of the best dramas and best comedy nominees from this year. And, Tim, I'd like to see how many of the nominated movies that you are personally familiar with.
Well, I've not probably seen one of them.
Well, let's see if you've even heard of them.
All right, let me see if I've heard of them. Here we go. These are best drama?
Yeah, this is best drama first.
Here we go.
Best motion picture drama.
I have not seen that one.
No.
The Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
Curious Cage of Benjamin Button.
Curious Case.
Curious Case of Benjamin Button. Tom Cruise?
No.
Wilford Brimley?
No.
Tim Conway?
Nope.
Vicki Lawrence?
Nope.
No. Who's in it?
That is the Brad Pitt and Kate Blanchett vehicle. Just coming out now.
And what's that about?
I think it's about Benjamin Button as Brad Pitt, and he starts out really old as a baby and gets younger as he gets older.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
All right.
The Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
Real easy title to swallow. Rolls off the tongue.
Yeah. How about, call him a movie theater. Hey, what time does the case of the...
What was it, sweetheart?
The Benjamin Button case.
You do.
Don't tell me you don't. You do. It's Brad Pitt's in it, and Angelina Jolie's not in it.
Oh.
But it's a curious case of the buttons and Benjamins.
Can you imagine trying to get movie phone to tell you when that plays? Goodbye.
That's why I like Star Wars. Hey, Star Wars.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. The second film.
Frost Nixon?
Yes.
Frost Nixon.
F-R-O-S-T, Frost?
Frost Nixon.
Nixon. Frost Nixon.
Frost Nixon.
Was that when, it's the story of Norm Nixon, who used to play for the Lakers, got traded to Minnesota.
No.
In the winter, and the only black guy in Minnesota, and played for the Timberwolves.
No.
No. All right, but who's in it? Oprah?
No. It's a bit of a trick question because I don't think there's any huge names in it.
Oh, okay.
But
what is it about?
Watergate.
Oh, it is. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's Ron Howard's movie, right?
Yes. There you go.
Okay.
Frost Nixon.
Yeah.
I like to see that. Can't wait to see that. Another great title. All right. Let me guess. Nixon gets impeached, and before they impeach him in the Senate, he resigns.
Yeah.
So you are
familiar.
Did I give away the end of the movie?
Yeah. The ship sinks.
Yeah, and he gives maybe two big peace signs, gets on a helicopter and splits.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I giving too much away?
God, some people haven't seen it. It's hardly been out, Tim.
Leave this guy alone, Nixon, right. Man. He goes, one tape-recorded conversation and,
look what happens.
40 years of hell. All right, here we go.
The Reader.
The Reader.
No, I don't think that's what it's
the
called.
The reader?
Do it one more time.
Well, who's giving this out here?
The reader.
The reader.
I think it's the reader.
The reader.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Maybe they should have somebody else doing it.
He's not a good reader.
I guess not.
That name.
The reader sounds better. Yeah.
The reader.
That sounds like the reader.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The reader.
The reader. All right. What's the reader about?
I honestly couldn't tell you.
Oh,
never
God.
Heard of it.
You know, the Oscars, the people run the Oscars or the vote are so stupid because last year, what? Oh, it's Golden Globes? Oh, they're even dumber. But the people who run the Golden Globes are really off their rockers because last year the show didn't do well because nobody had seen the movies.
Right.
They should nominate the movies that everybody sees.
Yeah.
They'll get big ratings. And who cares who gets these awards?
Nobody.
You know?
Nobody.
All right, here we continue with dramas.
Revolutionary Road.
Revolutionary Road?
Revolutionary Road.
Hmm. That sounds like a black vehicle.
No.
No? Like, you know, like a debate team that went to Harvard and beat the white guys?
No.
I don't know, maybe a basketball team that went to the championship?
No.
What is it?
It is a movie based in the 50s, starring, I believe, Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet, being a sort of a cookie-cutter family in the 50s and the trials and tribulations of that suburban life.
Revolutionary Road.
There it is, Revolutionary Road.
Yeah.
Another film I'll never see.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
I know, Harvey. I know. Sorry, Ernie. Doesn't matter, does it?
Slumdog Millionaire.
Slumdog Millionaire.
Yeah.
Donald Trump?
That's your nickname, isn't it?
Yeah. No, just Slumdog.
Yeah.
Hey, what is Donald Trump in this?
I don't think so.
Slumdog Millionaire.
Slumdog Millionaire. One of Obama's appointees?
No.
Who is it?
Honestly, I don't know. All I know is that it's getting great reviews.
All right.
Don't know a thing about it.
Here are all the movies, and if you think I'm a moron, why don't you ask yourself or your wife or your husband, any heard of any of this crap?
Best Motion Picture Drama. The Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
No.
Frost Nixon.
No.
The Reader.
No.
Revolutionary Road.
Uh-uh.
Slumdog Millionaire.
No. We're not going to give the award out this year.
Yeah.
Because nobody cares.
None of the
award. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll come back with Gina Grad. And after the news, will you tell us why you're so pissed?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
You do it on the air?
Okay.
All right. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. We're going to continue with news with Gina Grad, everybody. And we're live at 97.1 FM Talk. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. Just to warn everybody, and we haven't given it much press here, but we'll talk about it a little before the news because it is news. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and into Thursday of next week, rain. Rain on Saturday, 20%, 20% on Sunday, 60% on Monday, 40% on Tuesday, and 30% on Wednesday. So if you're flying in here from, you know, I don't know, let's say Toronto, and you want to get rid of, you want to get away from the cold and the wet and the snow, guess what? Rain Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Welcome
Jesus
to
Christ.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And the lows in the valley for those days, 40 to 41. And 43. 40 to 43 all week.
God, it's not just rain, it's cold.
No, so, and please do yourselves a favor, folks, because we do have a lot of morons who listen to the show. I'm not talking about this, you know, just listen to the show, but there are a lot of morons in Southern California.
Yeah.
Don't start a coal burning, stove in your one bedroom apartment and expect to survive the next day.
Oh.
It will kill you. All right. So, please, don't kill yourselves with those crazy heaters. Go out to Home Depot and spend, you know, $29 on one.
Do people use coal-burning stoves?
Yeah, they'll fire up some coal in the living room, and all of a sudden, you know, in the morning, nine people are dead.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Who knew?
I hear you, Ernie. Jesus Christ.
I thought you were going to give a little traffic. Please watch those roads slowly over bridges.
All right, what's going on with that news, Gino?
Well, we have another list from the Golden Globes. This is for the best comedy and or musical.
All right, here we go. I'm going to know probably most of these. I like comedies.
Okay. Best motion picture, comedy or musical.
Burn after reading.
Burn after reading.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Really?
Not even close. Will Ferrell?
No.
I don't know.
George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Frances McDormand. Ring a bell?
No. What's it about?
I couldn't tell you. It looked like it was in one of the vein of like the I Heart Huckabees or Royal Tenenbaums, kind of, you know, low budget indie comedy.
Right. All right, pass.
Oh. Happy Go Lucky.
Happy Go Lucky. Will Ferrell?
I couldn't tell you. Never
really?
Heard of it. Never heard of it.
Jesus Christ.
Too happy.
In Bruges.
In Bruges?
In Bruges.
In Bruges.
In Bruges?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's about somebody with a speech impediment.
I know very little about it except two things. I don't think it's supposed to be in the comedy category, and Bruges is a city in Belgium.
Okay. So it's not like a retarded kid who falls off a swing set and he says to his mom, am I Bruges?
No.
Am I Bruges?
In Bruges.
In Bruges. No. My Bruges. All right.
Mamma Mia.
Hey. Yes.
Are you familiar?
No, that's the, it was a play.
Yes.
And Tom Hanks' wife did it.
No.
Or that's a big
fat that's my big fat Greek wedding.
Italian wedding or something? Okay.
Mamma
Mia.
Who wrote the music to
Mamma
Mia?
Mamma Mia?
Yeah.
Duke Ellington.
No.
Who?
It's all the music of ABBA.
Oh, ABBA.
You're a fan of ABBA,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I love ABBA.
Dancing Queen, Take a Chance on Me.
I love ABBA.
There you go.
Yes, reminds me of high school, junior high.
Really?
All right, so third grade.
Oh.
Let's crank it up. Everyone loves
Fantastic.
ABBA.
Mamma Mia.
We'll sing along to it.
Tim, it's ABBA.
Mamma Mia.
God damn it.
It ain't gonna get one more f***ing listener.
Mamma Mia.
God damn it.
Mamma Mia.
Here we go.
Friday night and the lights are low.
God
That's
damn.
Pretty good singing,
Thank
dude.
Thank you.
Looking out for a place to go.
Mamma Mia.
Jesus Christ.
Mamma Mia.
God
damn it. Mamma Mia.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, wait. Ernie's in it.
Guy.
Ernie Anderson's in it.
Oh, really?
Great.
Mamma Mia.
I have no idea what she's saying.
Mamma Mia.
That's enough.
Every other time I've heard that song, it must have been undermodulated because I do not remember Ernie Anderson in that song.
Yeah, Ernie's in it. All right, we continue here with the last movie.
Vicky Cristina Barcelona.
Ooh, Vicky Cristina Barcelona. I know this one. Sean Penn in it?
I don't know who's in it. I don't.
Cristina Barcelona. About two chicks or a chick that goes to Barcelona and changes her whole identity or something.
Ooh, I don't know.
Yeah.
But do you know who directed it? You know, that's the big selling point.
No, who?
It's Woody Allen.
Oh, Woody Allen.
I believe Penelope Cruz is in it.
Is he in it?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think he just directed it.
Oh, good. I'm not a big Woody Allen fan.
No, not so much of Annie Hall.
Nah, not lately.
Husbands and Wives.
Nah, a lot of people were big phony Woody Allen fans. You know, like, oh, I got to see Woody's latest. F them. But he got too crazy late in his later in his career.
Sony.
Be like really, really ridiculous. That's two reallys. You know how when he does that?
Dude, that was good.
I'm doing Brian Whitman doing him.
Yeah, but that was pretty good.
Or no, it was very, very good. That's very, very disgusting.
Two varies.
Yeah, that's two varies. Like, oh, enough with you.
So you're not a big fan of his catalog, Woody Allen.
Woody
catalog.
Allen?
Yeah.
Get out of here. What do you think? I own Woody Allen movies?
No Take the Money and Run. No, what's up, what's that
Tiger
one?
Lily?
That's the one.
No. I don't know the title, but no. I saw Manhattan.
I, you know, that's one of the ones I've never seen.
Yeah, that was a decent movie, but it was so long, you know, so unfunny, and I just couldn't get through it.
Yeah.
All right, so here they are all together again.
Burn After Reading.
No.
Happy Go Lucky.
Mm-mm.
In Bruges.
Nope.
Mamma Mia.
Uh-uh.
Vicky Cristina Barcelona.
No, won't be seeing it.
Doesn't matter.
Skipping the Globes this year.
Good night, the Globes. Yeah. All right. What else is going on with the news?
Well, Lincoln police in Lincoln, Nebraska are on the lookout for a steak burglar. Someone broke into a meat processing plant and stole nearly 2 tons of ribeye steaks. Police say employees at Premium Protein Products reported the burglary happened between late Wednesday and early Thursday morning. Captain Anthony Butler says the thieves took computer equipment, paychecks, and 1,600 pounds of steak.
Wow.
They took a pallet of ribeyes, 27 boxes filled with 60 pounds each. The steaks are worth about $9,000.
Jesus.
That's why I was wondering, you know, I didn't see Randy from the night of Wednesday night to Thursday morning.
What do you think? I'm the only guy in the world that likes to eat steak. I'm going to go, I'm after the show at 11 o'clock at night, I'm going to get on a plane at Burbank Airport, go to where this place is, steal the steaks, get back on a plane, and be a Corolla by 6 a.m.
Wow. Mm. He seems like he had it really mapped out there.
Plan. Yeah. The steak burger. Did they ask the hamburglar? Did they question him?
I think this is the rich man's hamburger.
This guy got some steaks. Yeah. Good for him. I love steaks. What else is going on in the news?
Well, finally tonight, as the economic climate decreases and our national waste ban increases, many restaurants are adjusting their menus and penalizing you for not eating enough.
Oh,
yes, many buffet-style eateries around the country are currently charging customers for any uneaten food left on their plates in the hopes of discouraging patrons from wasting the food. And while many people are against this new plan, some experts maintain that it is for the best.
Well, you see, this is why I think these restaurants are nuts. When you're at a buffet, you put a lot of crap on your plate and you take it back, and then as you start to eat some of the stuff on your plate, you gag because it's so crappy.
Yeah.
So if they want to charge, I want to charge them for having crappy food.
Yeah.
Like, listen, I can't take these mashed potatoes, these garlic mashed potatoes. I'm going to throw up right in your apron.
Yeah.
I can't do this. Those are the people that should be fine, making crappy buffet food.
Right. You think it's like a golden russet potato casserole and it's that upside-down pineapple cheese bake?
Jesus Christ.
That's exactly. So I was going to say that.
I was
going to bring up the.
Yeah.
All right. Is there audio on this or we move on?
Yes, an expert thinks that this is for the best.
All right. Here we go.
1 in 6 residents can't afford enough.
It's Woody Allen doing it.
Two berries.
I took too much potatoes. That's 2 twos. Oh, the nut.
1 in 6 residents can't afford enough food at all. We certainly don't need on the other end of the spectrum fancy restaurants to have ridiculous excess portions.
What are the odds of that guy's on work on Wednesday? Think he was absent.
You know the thing I don't like about his smugness? You could tell that he's laughing and smiling through. Look, you know, most people don't have food.
Yeah.
I don't like that kind of condescension.
1 in 6 residents can't afford enough food at all. We certainly don't need on the other end of the spectrum fancy restaurants to have ridiculous excess portions.
Oh, please. Why don't you go F yourself? God almighty. Now people are telling us we're not eating enough. We're eating too much. The food police.
Yeah.
F that guy.
Jesus
and
Christ.
I'm going to go further. F his whole family.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't even know the guy, but F everybody. All right, anything else in the news there, Gina?
That's what's going on.
All right, the news with Gina Grad, everybody.
The news with Gina Grad.
I smell a Grammy.
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll give you, well, that.
All right, let's take a break here, and then come back, and Gina Grad will tell us why she's so pissed off there.
Yeah.
It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show with crazy, pissed off Gina Grad. And we're live on 97.1 FM Talk.
Gina, tell me about yourself.
I'm from Overland Park, Kansas, and yes. I'm here being a radio producer.
Oh, you produce radio?
Yeah.
Terrific.
All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Just sitting around checking my mailbox again, and today, again, no measuring device. But you were on a game show when you did that?
Bingo America.
And you couldn't mention us or the station or anything?
No.
They said no?
Yeah, they said ixnay on the free promo.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Why else would you do it? I mean, you didn't make any money.
I was going to say, I might as well have done it in trade because I left empty-handed.
All right. Now, why are you so pissed today, dude? I mean, you know, when you started here,
yeah.
I don't want to get into a whole deal with you, but you were always, always happy. Oh, you know, thrilled. You're doing radio.
Yeah.
And now you're like, you know, you're happy like 50, 70% of the time.
That's not true.
And then you're just like, you know, you're down or you're moody or what's going on with you?
Do you really think I'm moody, Tim?
Well, I mean, you're just, you're short, you know, with people sometimes.
Oh,
really?
Oh. Princess doesn't like that.
I know, you don't like that. But what's going on with you? You're okay? I mean, you're on your period?
No, Tim, not in my period.
No?
I'm not crazy, like, rageful, vengeful, angry, but I'm a little miffed.
About what? Jack Silver give you a demotion or something?
No.
God damn it.
No. In fact, you know, and I do want to go on record as saying that I always tell everybody how much you spoil me and how great
Thank
the show
you very
is.
Much.
And
I'm, a, Thank
you know,
you very much.
Lucky to be a part of it.
Thank you.
That said, I thought at this point, and maybe I guess I was wrong, I'd really work to earn
you
your...
the news longer? Wait, did we not do it long enough today?
No. The long ass snooze is quite sufficient.
Okay.
Thank you.
The long ass snooze. The long ass, the lo- the... Well, on Wednesdays, we do news for an hour. It's called The Long Ass News.
Yeah.
The Long Ass News.
The what?
The Long Ass News.
Yeah, see, that's...
That's
okay.
What it is.
Okay.
The Long Ass News.
Snooze.
The Long Ass News.
Yeah, well, if you don't like it, you know, it's your name's it's, on
I'm
the billboard.
Saying,
you
I'm,
can
I'm
cut
I'm not
it
saying
in half.
The Long Ass News. I'm saying The Long Ass News.
Okay.
The Long Ass News.
Fine.
There it is.
There you go.
All right.
So that's not even why I'm...
That's why you're pissed.
No, it's not. I really feel like I have worked so hard since I've been a part of the show to earn your respect,
okay.
Tim.
Okay, and you have. I tell everybody that, you know, Bob Moore thinks you're terrific. Jack Silver, everyone around here thinks
but Tim,
you're great.
Do you think I'm terrific?
Yeah, I think you're good
well,
at what you're doing.
Well, then why would
news.
You be so mean to me?
Oh, get the Christ
I'm
out of here. Who was I mean to you?
The tricycle race last night.
Oh,
I heard,
get out of here. I didn't say anything.
Because, you know, Tim, I spend so much time announcing things at Center Rink, at, you know, Staples Center. You know, they asked me to do it.
Right.
I wanted to be a good sport.
You're still on this, huh? You and Randy can't get over this.
Still, it hasn't been 24 hours.
But last night, Gina was asked very kindly by the Kings to I guess, present the action on the ice between the second and third period. There's a tricycle race.
Yes.
What'd the winner get of that?
A Tickets? Prize package to a game.
And then the mascot of the Kings.
A lion, I think.
You took a picture with the lion and the three contestants afterwards.
No, just the lion.
Just you and the lion?
Yeah.
And I heard... I heard the lion farted.
He did.
During the picture?
Yeah, and you could tell beyond that mask and that furry costume, he totally was an S starter, and he was just trying to do that to make me mad.
Did the smell come out of the mouth?
No smell accompanied it, but he definitely did it on purpose.
He farted.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right. And so during the tricycle match, we were ribbing you.
Yeah.
Because you're so loud.
Tim! I was told to project.
Ugh.
And maybe next time, if there's a next time, because I was asked back, that I will bring it down a register.
Right.
But I did not know that at the time.
Right.
And you were sitting right next to a speaker. I cannot control that. Tried to give you guys a couple nice shouts out. Did a little wave.
All right. But I will give you this, that you didn't act nervous at all doing
Thank you.
It. And that's
not.
A huge accomplishment.
Yeah.
Standing in front of 15,000 people or 14,000 people. And not being nervous. The first time you've ever done that, right?
Yeah, never done that
I
before.
Thought you were incredibly professional. But it was annoying.
Well, as long as I don't have to memorize something or sing, I'll do whatever in front of how many people.
Okay, here it is. Last night, if you missed it. Did we have the audio?
God.
Okay. Gina Grad, center ice. And I was trying to tell Randy, I go, hey, Gina's at center ice. And he's up in the booth. He's looking all over the Staples Center. I'm like, dude, she's at center ice. He's like, where is center ice?
Well, you just pointed to me and you went center ice. I had no idea what you were talking about.
Look at center ice. And then he starts looking at the ice and he's he's looking at the nets. I go, center ice. What do you think center ice is?
Do I have to stay in here?
All
for
right,
this?
Here we go.
Oh.
Here we go.
I'm
hold
go
one sec. Hey, Randy, center ice in the middle of the ice rink. No, bye. Look at the middle of the ice rink. Okay, yeah, Gina's down there and she's calling a tricycle race. And I'm trying to point to Randy, the middle of the ice, and he has been to so few hockey games that he couldn't find the middle of the ice rink with his eye.
I had no idea what you're talking about.
There it is. It's up on the big Jumbotron there. 97.1 FM Talk. Here's Gina Grad. Let's see if we can pick any of this up.
You guys ready? Brandon,
See, that's where you got annoying with that yelling out there.
Yeah.
I mean, I think at one point we said not only are you annoying people on a nightly basis on the radio, but now in person.
Yeah, I heard that.
Sorry. No, I think why I was annoyed by that is because that's something my mom used to do.
Oh, see, don't project. Woo! You woo! And I'm not a wooer. You know, I just went to that place. Oh, I'm sorry I ever did it.
Woo! She's trying. All so right. Hard.
Poor Gina.
Hey, how are you? So nice to see you. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. And they're off.
Man. Now she's not just annoying people on the air, she's annoying people at Staples Center.
Never gets old.
Oh, Christ almighty.
That voice.
How annoying is she with that voice?
Oh.
That high voice.
You know she's going to hear this eventually.
Oh, yes.
Did they ask her to do that?
Yeah.
I mean, to talk the whole time?
I don't know.
Just say go.
She's the biggest celebrity the Kings could get.
Why didn't they take that mic out of her hand?
Yeah, get it away from her.
Look at that.
I can't answer to what she's saying.
It's a tricycle race between three lunatics wearing helmets on tricycles. Here we go. Oh, Bubba. All right.
Like an auctioneer.
Gina, what happened to cheerleaders?
I don't know. All right, let's... There you go. Gina,
she's
still going. She's like a natural ringleader.
They didn't stop talking.
They told me, just keep talking, keep going. Improv, fill the time, no dead spots. So that's what I did.
Oh, boy. Everyone's she looks good on camera. Look at that jumbotron.
Thank you.
Hey, Gina Grad, everybody. Nobody applauding. Look at nobody has any idea who she is.
That's true. Yeah, nobody was applauding. Nobody was even looking at the eyes.
I couldn't agree with you more. But I don't think people came there, honestly, between you and me. I don't think they came for the trike race.
Yeah, but that's something like, you know, when I was, like going to games and a fan, I would go, you know, the trike race, so they put on those big helmets and they run around or they get in those big balls.
Yeah.
You know, and the guy's done, you know, get my, hey!
Well, part of it might have been
because... just shut you out.
Well, I think part of it might have been, I don't think you're paying this close attention, but the guy who won cheated.
Oh, I see.
And he pulled the other guy off the track and kept going, and nobody wanted to give him any points.
There's no way that it could have been your high-pitched voice yelling at him for 2 minutes.
It's possible, but I think it's because the guy cheated.
Hey, Gina Grad, everybody. Nobody applauding. Look at nobody has any idea who she is. Nobody. Nobody. Oh, Bobo. All right. Thank you very much. All right. There she goes.
Yeah.
Gina Grad. But not only annoying people on the air, but now at the Staples Center.
Is there a nickel to put nickel jar for that one? Because you rode that one till the wheels fell off, Tim.
I didn't hit that too hard.
God.
I practiced that the night before.
And does it really matter what the girl does if she's cute and she's on a jumbotron? I looked cute.
You're so loud with your woo.
I did one woo, Tim.
Nah, Brad.
Yeah.
Not only annoying people on the air, but now at the stage.
Heyo.
So when she gets back up here, Tim, how are we going to...
I don't know. Break it to her? Yeah, I'll tell you how we're going to break it to her. That bitch in there broke it to her. That guy, Randy Wang, the first thing he did when she walked in, he's like, hey, they're talking smack on you.
No, the first thing he said to me, I think he was like, hey, good stuff. Pulls me in really close. They were ripping on you the whole time.
Yeah, you ratted us out, dude.
I got loyalty to Gina.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know. That's why we can't tell you anything anymore.
It's the megaphone.
Bastard.
But you know what? You should be a stand-up guy. And if you said it,
You were going to hear it anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, you're one of those crazy narcissists who would have gone home and downloaded it to try to hear your voice on the air.
That is actually not true, because if I know that it's mean for 5 minutes, I will avoid it.
Oh, that's you.
I don't need that.
But that's you, dude.
I know. And if I was so terrible, why did they ask me back, Tim?
Well, if you were so great, I don't know why nobody applauded. There's 15,000 people sat on their hands.
Yeah.
You know, and your picture's on a jumbotron, and none of those guys got up to hit those flippers.
I saw a couple of claps in the front
I didn't
row.
See anybody.
Well, you know what? You need glasses.
No,
then.
I had glasses.
And you know what?
And I saw it last night, and there's nobody.
You know what,
you're embarrassing the show. You're embarrassing the station. You're embarrassing CBS Radio by doing this crap.
Really?
And then you
sit there and they. I know why the guy farted. I know why the guy in the outfit farted. Because you. That's what you deserve after this.
She's trying.
Tim? Gave you a big old farting zine. Get out of here.
I don't remember you or Frank or Randy sacking up to go down and speak in front of 15,000 people.
Yeah, I know.
Even though
guess what the title of the show is? It's the Tim Conway Jr. show. I got to be up in the goddamn booth.
I'm pretty sure you could have taken a wireless down.
Get out of here. You can't take a wireless with this equipment we have. You can barely walk 3 feet away.
One of your favorite defense arguments for anything, no matter what it
you've
is
turned into
you know what? I don't remember you doing it. Well, Tim, I don't remember you
You've turned into
you
a 50-year-old woman with this.
You too.
Please.
Calling Dr. Freud is all I have to say to you.
Get the Christ out of here. All right, I'm going to take a break.
I need a break.
Yeah, hope you have a nice weekend. Jesus Christ. Doing Whitman's act here, walking out of the studio.
She's trying.
She's trying to scare people. The Haunted Mansion. She's scaring 15,000 fans. That's so great. She goes out there and woos it up, and then the mascot farts on her. What a night. All right, it's the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.
Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Get complete shows now at 97.1fmtalk.com.